The legislature today confirmed the appointments Governor Parnell made to his cabinet and to the state's boards and commissions. The appointments were considered in a joint session of the House and Senate. However, there were objections to several of those people. Brian Butcher drew considerable vocal opposition before being confirmed as Commissioner of Revenue, as only 8 members voted against him. Objections were raised by Anchorage Democrat Mike Dugan and Senator Bill Willikowski. Both complained that Butcher had failed to provide information that they thought was important to legislation they were working on. Dugan wanted to know who had actually written the governor's oil tax bill that passed the House last month. He provided a list of requests he had made to Butcher.
The only conclusion that I can reach, Mr. President, is either the department doesn't know who wrote the bill, or they don't want to tell me. In either case, I cannot support the appointment of Brian Butcher.
Willikowski wanted information on what production and cost information the state is not getting from oil producers. He said that information would help the state better manage its resources. Petroleum consultants have pointed out the weakness in the state's data system since 2007. He asked Butcher what specific data other countries collect that Alaska does not get. He cited 11 requests for that information.
When we have our expert, the governor's expert, saying we are handicapped because we are not getting that information, it is incumbent on the commissioner to get us that information. I've asked 11 times, 11 times that I can document. It's actually probably more than that. So, Mr. President, I can't support this nomination because of that. This information is too critical, and I respectfully oppose the nomination.
Votes were not partisan, however. House Minority Leader Beth Kurtula, a Democrat from Juneau, supported Butcher. However, she reminded him and the governor that when legislators make requests, it's serious and they should be answered seriously.
This could have been resolved so easily with just a little more attention. So I'm hoping that in the future that occurs and that we don't have to deal with something like this again.
Butcher was confirmed with a vote of 51 yeas and 8 nays. All the governor's appointees to the Board of Fish were challenged but confirmed.